The Lord is wanting you to know that He is up to something. All right. And it's funny because last word I gave, I was talking about like God's plans, right? Jeremiah 28:11, I think the scripture was, God is saying, I know the plans I have for you, right? So God was ministering to me about just through, I'm sorry, He was ministering to me through just day to day. So lately, when I take my children to school, there's been a lot of streets that's been blocked off, or they've been closing multiple lanes and merging everybody into one lane. Obviously, this would cause a lot of delays. There's a lot of moving around that I had to do, you know, going through the back street, just taking routes that I usually don't take. And it's been taking longer to get to my destination, or taking longer to get out of, you know, to leave a destination or whatever like that. It's just been a lot. And so God was saying, like, ministering to me, like, this is exactly what I'm doing. And the frustration that I was feeling, because it was literally my patience was being tested, right? And God was like, this is literally how my people feel. This is how you guys feel right now, because you don't know what I'm up to, but I have a plan. And so it's so funny, because this is scriptural, y'all. Like, when God was freeing the Israelites, remember, they went through the delays. The delays were because God had a plan to destroy the Israelites' enemies. That was the whole entire point. It was to destroy the enemy. So we may not know, or, you know, we're not able to comprehend all that God is doing, or why God is doing it. And that's what I said in the last word, is just kind of trust in God, but understand that every single step is necessary. It is all necessary, right? I bind and cancel car accidents in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. But yeah, so whatever it is that you are dealing with or having to do, and it just feels so tedious, right? Maybe it's just being tired. It's a season of tiredness. It's a season where you just don't have help. It's a season where it just seems like things are difficult, and it really doesn't have to be. Maybe, you know, it's a season where you don't have much money, right? You kind of like nickel and diamond right now, and it's like, what is going on, right? We also know this is very common, a season of loneliness. Like, you have nobody in your corner. You have no one to talk to. Who, not even, you're not asking or wanting anyone to actually do it for you, but just the company of someone being there, that has even been taken away. And so it's just seeming like harder. Things are just harder on you for what? Okay, God is just saying, like, He has a plan. He has a reason for every single thing of your life. And He just wants you to know that it's going to amount to something. He wants you to know that it is for a reason. Okay, it's going to set you up. But yeah, this is pretty quick. I think in this hour, it's very important that we are just encouraged and hold on to our faith, right? Because our faith is definitely being tested. But something about when God tests our faith, right, especially like this, usually typically it means like we are so my goodness, I'm like being tested right now, y'all. Like, this man was about to literally cause a car accident. What are you doing? All I could do is laugh at this point. All I could do is laugh. But what was I saying, God? Yeah, typically it means you're at the end. Like, you know, and I don't want to put a time stamp on it because we don't know how long it'll be. But usually it means like, all right, you just don't have that much longer. Right? You don't have that much longer. So be encouraged, you guys. We are literally in this together. And I'm just excited to get to the other side. We're going to be so thankful, y'all. At the end of it all, we're going to be so thankful. And that's another thing. Just know, like, it is going to end. And something God kept ministering to me too, or speaking rather, right, is that, what is it? Ecclesiastics 3, right? How there's a time for everything, right? There's a time for everything. This is our season of, like, you know, grief maybe and mourning. You know, it's a season of letting go. It's a season of deaths, right? It's a season of loss. It's all these different things, right? But God always fixes that. Remember when he said he turns our sorrow into joy, right? So it doesn't just stay there, but that's if we, you know, stay locked in with God, okay, in this entire thing. So that's pretty much it. That's all I got for you guys. How long is this? 5 minutes. All right, it's cool. 5 minutes. But all right, so that's it. Love you guys. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.